faithful, who has called us unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ. We thank You for the privilege of this fellowship. Thank You for the hope that this fellowship will bring us into. We thank You this morning, Lord, we have come together with great expectations. We ask that You will meet the needs of our hearts. You will speak to us this morning. You will touch our lives. You will bring us into that place where You want us to be. We ask that You will open our ears to hear, open our eyes to see, open our hearts to respond to You this morning. Bless Your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
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 I want to thank God for it's a privilege to serve the people of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's the highest privilege that we can ever have, to serve, to minister to God's people. And so, brethren, I bring you greetings from Nigeria. Amen.
Amen.
And particularly from Owerri. Owerri is in the southeastern part of Nigeria. It's just about an hour, 40 minutes from Port Harcourt. Amen.
Amen.
I bring you greetings from my wife and my daughter. They cannot be here this time, but I'm hoping that maybe next year, God willing.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. So we thank God for this opportunity, and we're just trusting God that He will give us grace. Amen. To minister and grace to receive.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. You know, for the word of God to have its desired effect in the lives of God's people, there are two very important things, basic. The first is the spirit with which the word is ministered. Praise the name of the Lord. It must be brought forth in the right spirit, by the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And it must also be received with what now? A right spirit, a ready mind, and an open heart. When these two qualities come together, there's a lot of power. The word of God becomes quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Praise the name of the Lord. So I pray today that there will be seed for the sower, and there will be bread for the eater.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Interestingly, I'm going to read from Psalm 50. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll start there and trust God to help us. Psalm 50. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll read from verse 1 to verse 5, but our emphasis will be in verse 5. Praise God. Verse 1, it says, "The mighty God, even the Lord, had spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined." Praise the Lord. "Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before Him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about Him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that He may judge His people." Verse 5, and that will be our emphasis. "Gather My saints together unto Me, those that have made a covenant with Me by sacrifice."
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We will be talking this morning about a covenant by sacrifice. Praise the name of the Lord. A covenant by sacrifice. You know, I would appreciate it if I could get a response. Amen.
Amen.
I come from Africa. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the first time I came here, I was in Dubuque, and then in Skyler. It took me a while to adjust. Praise the name of the Lord. It took me a while, you know. Amen.
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 Yeah, I believe we can make a response. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I've seen Americans at baseball games.
Right.
I've seen them at football games. So I know that they can shout.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. So we can do the same in church. Amen.
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 When people get excited, they really shout. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, I want us to talk this morning about something I believe is very strong in the heart of God. Yesterday, when Brother Chijoke began to speak, praise the name of the Lord, he brought a strong word from the Lord. Hallelujah! About a people who say, it is not yet time. That was quite strong. When Brother Lade came last night, he brought a word of encouragement. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's God. Hallelujah. Now today I have a word.
Amen.
It's a word that is very strong.
Amen.
And very sharp. Praise the name of the Lord. But I also know that the Lord will give us grace.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes when the Lord bruises us, it is so that we can come to Him. Amen. For healing. Praise the name of the Lord. I believe that we're in a time when God wants to shake up His people. We're in a time, you know, when the church needs to wake up. When the church needs to come to a consciousness of the time that we're in. You know, right now in Nigeria, we are living under tension. But in a way, for one reason or the other, the bombings have been up north. But somehow they seem to have taken a particular interest in my town, where I live. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and a couple of bombs have been, you know, one was diffused, the other was detonated. Praise the name of the Lord. Now nobody knows where the third one is going to be. Now you may not understand. You know, when I used to read about Israel, you know, and one of them, you know, one of their top politicians said that they had to make up their minds to live a normal life in the midst of an uncertain environment. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, it's easy when there's no problem. In those days, we thought it was a problem for Iraq and Iran. So we could speak about certain things from a very detached perspective. And I think that's a problem with the people of God. You know, I remember when Brother Sil came to Nigeria in 1989 and was talking about a destruction. It looked so far away. You know, we could talk about it, we could discuss it. But when you live in an environment where a bomb could go off any moment, then you need to hear God.
Sure.
Do you understand that? Yeah. Hearing God becomes not just an option. You don't have an option about it. You need to hear God in your going out.
Amen.
And in your coming in. You see, what I'm trying to say, brethren, is that these things have come to a point where they must become practical and real in our life. It could be the difference between life and what now and death. And so we are trying to, God is trying to bring us to that situation. For many years, we have talked about these things, maybe from a very detached perspective. But I think, brethren, you know, Uchiyoke was talking about ISIS yesterday. They've done a map. And that map includes Nigeria. I don't know if you understand the point. Somebody else has claimed the country where I live as part of his what now? Territory. And he's not joking. He intends to take it by what now? By force. Suddenly, I am the enemy in my country.
Yes.
Do you understand the point?
Amen.
Yes. And I want to tell you, it's important that the church in America prepares. Because very soon, you are going to be the enemy right here in this country.
You bet.
You know, you have lived in a nation where we are so used to liberty. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes. You know, everything is working. Fantastic. You know, it's not like that in Nigeria. Praise the name of the Lord. I remember, where were we? And somebody was talking. You know, it was just a joke among the brethren. I don't know whether it was Brother George. You know, here, if you want to get something from a government establishment, you just go there, apply for it, and you get it. In Nigeria, you need to find somebody who knows somebody, who knows somebody, who knows somebody, who knows the person. Do you understand that? It doesn't work like that. Now, but we are having a situation where things are changing everywhere. And the church must change. We must adjust. Because it is the word that has been coming to us over the years that will become the instrument with which we are going to overcome in this environment. And so God wants to rock the boat. Shake us. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So that we can make the necessary adjustments in our lifestyle that will ensure that we do not become victims. Praise the name of the Lord. But that we become victors. You know, the Bible says in that day that the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Yes. Now, what about the people who don't know their God? What if they are here? Now, you are going to find out that being in the fellowship of the brethren has been a privilege. And that God expects that you will take advantage of the words that you have been hearing. It is this word. It is what you do with the word that has been committed to you that will make the difference. Praise the name of the Lord. And I'm trusting God to help us. It's this word, what you do with it, that will determine if you're going to go forward or you're going to be going what now? Backwards. Because we have come to that point on the Day of Atonement when some people have to go inside and others have to go what now? Outside. Praise the name of the Lord. So we'll be talking about sacrifice. God says, I am inviting a particular kind of people. He has issued in the heavens, brethren, certain instructions have been given by the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. God has released certain instructions in the heavens and He's calling a people. And brethren, you and I, our life is being dictated by that divine summon. You may not understand, but the things happening in your life have actually been a manifestation of a summon. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, I give an instruction to the heavens and to the earth. Gather to me my saints, those who have made and who are making a covenant with me by what now? By sacrifice. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, brethren, the church, you and I, we are at the threshold of a quantum leap. Praise the name of, we have come to a threshold. And I want to tell you, brethren, the Lord is saying that in a short while, things will never be the same again. Church will change. And brethren, if you don't change with it, you'll be a passenger in the midst of an assembly. And I'm going to try to explain what I mean by that. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, it's important that you understand this. What you have today, the Bible says that the body that is not the body that will be. Praise the name of the Lord. But then, are we together? When Jesus said, I will build my church, He had something in mind. Praise the name of the Lord. And our journey every day is a journey towards discovering what the Lord had in mind when He said, I would build my church. Let me say this preliminarily. You know, as we press on into God, the barriers that have separated the natural from the spiritual will begin to do what now? Give way. Praise the name of the Lord. And I tell you something, God told me 1989, He said that we're going to come into a time when a people will come into an assembly. Now, these are people whom you have fellowship with. Do you understand? You are in the same fellowship. And we will find that your brethren have entered into another dimension in God. Praise the name of the Lord. We are all seated down in this environment. But the people you are with are hearing and seeing and relating to certain realities. And others are what now? Not seeing that. Veils are breaking. So somebody is here and he is seeing an angel. Praise the name of the Lord. He is seeing Paul. He is seeing Peter. Praise the name of the Lord. The barriers. Praise them. You see, when man sins, God put a barrier. That's what you call the veil. Praise the name of the Lord. To shut man out. And as we're going to see, it wasn't that God didn't want man to come. The problem that was with the sin certain things had entered into man that wanted access to that place. And God says, you can't come in until you have discharged, praise the name of the Lord, these things within your person. So God is not against you. But God is against something that is inside you. And the problem is that you and that thing have entered into a marriage. When God is touching that thing, you are feeling the what now? The pain. So none of us can escape pain. Because it is involved in the process of separation. But are we understanding what I'm saying? You see, certain things within our being, we have bonded with them. God told the children of Israel, when you come into the land of Canaan, don't marry them. Praise the name of the Lord. But somehow man began to get into a marriage with these things. They've attached themselves to our emotions. They've attached themselves to our desires. They've attached themselves to our will. They've attached themselves to our mind. God has a problem with them. Praise the name of the Lord. And as God is addressing them, you are feeling the pain. You know, I'm trying to imagine when Israel got into Babylon and some of them married strange wives. Do you understand that? And they had children. And all of a sudden, Ezra comes with a word and says, you have to put away these women and these strange children. Now, it's easy to read. Do you understand me, brethren? It's easy to read. But imagine that it's right now a word comes. You have to put away your wife and your children. Do you understand that? Why? Because they are not Jews. Look at the emotional torture. Praise the name of the Lord. Would you be able to do that? Amen. That's how it is. Now, we have situations, we have things about our lives that we have attached to, we are bonded to. But God says, this one has to go. Praise the name of the Lord. And so in the process of getting rid of that, but then there's a lot of pain that is involved. Praise the name of the Lord. But God will bring a work of separation. God will bring a work of circumcision. God will bring a work of division in my soul. Praise the name of the Lord. To sort out that which is of him and that which is not of him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And brethren, I pray that as we pass through this situation, we will make a surrender. We will make a release. We will yield up in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So God is saying, call unto me, my saints. Those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Now, what are we talking about, brethren? What is a covenant? Now, it's an agreement, brethren, between two parties. You know, one of the challenges that Christians have today that's bugging a lot of people, you know, has to do with this journey we are going to. You know, I sometimes watch some people on TV and they preach grace that is not grace. Praise the name of the Lord. And you know, you have a problem. Sometimes when I talk with people and they say, oh, Jesus has done it. And I say, yeah, that's true. Praise the name of the Lord. But what most people don't realize is that God wants you to be a partner with him. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, God said, let us make man. Amen. Yeah. Now, when you talk about us, somebody may just think, oh, we're just talking about the Godhead. Praise the name of the Lord. But you are part of that us. Are we together? You must understand that Project Me, Project Ebere, I am involved. Praise the name of the Lord. I have a say. I have a choice in how far I want to go with God. If I say I can only go this far, God can make me go another step further. Friend, are we together? Now, that's why you are here. God wants to put the cards on the table for each person. And when you see it, you now decide. See, let me tell you the deal. The deal is that if you choose to go all the way, not even the devil can stop you.
Yes.
But are we together? The devil doesn't have the capacity to stop you. And if he tells you that, he's a liar.
Amen.
Only you can stop yourself.
Right.
Now, that's what he doesn't want you to know. Now, you see, I pray. You know, so we need to understand this. There's a deal that was made in the heavens even before man was created. Every man has a choice. You know, he said that Mary had chosen the better path. No man can do what now? Take it away from her. If you understand this, you know, when I was contemplating the man of Gadarene, that man had devils, legion in him. Now, the last thing those spirits wanted was for this man to come to Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know if you understand my point. But the man went.
Yeah.
Why did he go? Because he wanted to go. Are we together, brethren? You, the Lord is saying to you, how far do you want to go?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Don't you understand? The reason when things, you know, Brother Lede was reading, you know, the art of Zion, the perfection of beauty. God had shined. Hallelujah. God calls you Zion even before you become Zion. Do you understand the point? He called the things that be not as though they were.
Amen.
But you see, before you become Zion, you have certain choices to make.
Oh.
Step one, you have to dip, like, what's his name now? Naaman. Second step, you have to dip. Do you understand that? Every step of the way is your what now? Choice.
Yeah.
But the deal is, if you choose, both God and the devil will respect what now? That choice. Then are we together? Now, if you understand this, you need to know that you are a partner. Do you understand? Why do you pray? Haven't you realized that God can get on without you?
Yes.
Have you ever thought about that? God can do what he wants without you. But he chose to do it with you. You pray because he wants you to be a party to it. So that when the thing is finished, you could say, we did it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God says, you and I, see what we have done.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
When are we together? You went by prayer. God knows your needs even before you pray.
Do
you understand the point? He knows. When Jesus wanted to feed the 5,000, he called disciples. Do you understand? Say, how do we feed these people? Why? He wanted to get them what now? Involved. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a partnership with God that you must be aware of. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes people really think, oh God, God, God. You make the choice. Brethren, you make the choice. Hallelujah. Tell God, I want all of you. Praise the name of the Lord and take the step towards that.
Yes.
You need to take that step.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But I pray that you understand this. You see, a lot of times Christians are defeated because they give the devil a place that does not belong to him.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? And the devil does not want you to know that he does not have that place that you are giving to him.
Yeah.
Now as we go on, we're going to talk about that. You see, an idol. This can become an idol. See this. Now let me tell you this. Anything you set your heart upon is a law. Once this thing becomes so valuable to you, you know what happens? Spirits go inside this thing and do what? And they stay.
Yeah.
They want that worship.
Yes.
Are we together?
Yes.
They want it. So anything you set your heart upon, spirits get into it. And small time, that thing begins to talk to you and tell you what to do. Begins to control you. Begins to run your life.
Hallelujah.
You suddenly find out that you can't do without this thing. My God, you need to get rid of it.
Yes.
Wow. It's just a box, a cardboard paper. Do you understand the point? But because you have begun to put energy in it by giving it your affection, making it, you know, anything can become an image, an idol. Paul said, all things are lawful. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? But not all things are what now? Expedient. The game is to find out the things that are expedient and invest your emotion, your mind, your thoughts. Do you understand that? On those things. Don't you understand? If you invest your emotions, your desire upon God, upon the word of God, you release an energy. You release a power that will take you straight to the throne. Are we together, brethren?
Yeah.
You. The Lord says, my son, give me your heart.
Yeah.
You know what the Bible says? That the word of God is quick and powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. People wonder, is this the word? It's all a matter of what you do with it. He says, if you meditate in this word, day, and what now? Night. Brethren, you will find out this word was the same word that created the heavens and what now? The earth. It's real. It's real. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, because of this, God is calling us to look at this business again. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, God is saying, come, let's look at this matter again. You know, there are laws and there are principles of life that the people of God need to know and understand. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and one of the important things we need to know is that this place where the Lord is calling us to is completely different from Pentecost. They're two different realms altogether. You know, some of us are here, but our mentality is still what I call a Pentecostal, what now, mentality. And until we begin to have a change of perspective, you know, in Pentecost, it's all about a me thing. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I pray, God give me this, God give me that, God give me this, God give me that. It all revolves around you. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and the church, the things of God is all a means how you can get what you want. But praying, God calls us to this realm. The underlying factor here is that you are being packaged and prepared to become an offering for Him. Now, until you understand this, you come to a point where your Paul said, even my life does not really matter. Whether I live or die, it's no longer the issue. Praise the name of the Lord. Bring our way together. He said that Christ may be glorified, whether by my life or by my what now? Death. Now, that's the first thing I want to set across to you. Your life must begin to narrow on the fact that God is preparing you to be a sacrifice. Now, something that He's going to take and present to who? Principalities and what now? Powers. When God is done with you, He's going to take you for inspection. Brethren, I don't know if you're following what I'm saying. The Lord is going to take you for inspection. Let's look at the life of Jesus. I'm saying this preliminarily, brethren, so that we can understand where we're going to go to. Jesus, throughout His life, 3.5 years, He ministered, He did miracles. He raised the dead, healed the sick, performed signs and wonders. But He was looking somewhere. Praise the name of the Lord. All that was not where He was going to.
Okay.
He saw Himself as being fitted and packaged to be presented. And you are, as you are presented, you are going to be examined. Now let me see if I can explain that. Now if you can get that, you would have gotten everything. Your life will begin to have a focus. Your life will no longer be revolving around you. It will now begin to revolve around who now? Around God. It's no longer about your convenience. It's no longer about your comfort. It becomes all about
preparing yourself to become a living what now? Sacrifice. We have a problem. Man is a self-centered being. Praise the name of the Lord. And we have also twisted the gospel to serve our self-centered what now? Interests. But God is calling a people beyond that to a place where they begin to realize that, you know, I remember, I think I was sharing that in Skylar. Before man came into the picture, there was a rebellion. Praise the name of the Lord. And a particular being rose up to issue a slander, a challenge, an accusation against God. He raised up mutiny. You know the story of Absalom. Praise the name of the Lord. It was a mutiny against God. And God, on his own part, because one of the things he said was that these people here want to be free. Praise the name of the Lord. They don't want to listen to you. They don't want to have you telling them what to do. Praise the name of the Lord. They want to be able to run their lives themselves. And that is what I'm offering them. Liberty. Freedom. Praise the name of the Lord. To decide for themselves what is right and what is what now? Wrong. Make their choices. Choose what is right, what is wrong. Praise the name of the Lord. And he tells the Lord, they prefer my way, not your way. Praise the name of the Lord. Of course, you know what that means? Ultimately, God will lose his right over what now? His creation. Praise the name of the Lord. And God says, I have a people. Amen. Who will choose my way? Praise the name of the Lord. Who will walk my way? Who will allow me to choose for them? Whether in life or in death. You know, if you remember what happened, the Satan said to the Lord, Job is coming to church. You know why he's coming to church? He needs money. Do you understand that? He's coming to church, he needs protection. He's coming to church because you have made a hedge, what now? Round about him. He's coming to church because he has a headache, he needs healing. That's why he's in church. Now you take away all that and see whether he will still be what now? Faithful to you. Praise the name of the Lord. And see, for each person who will be a part of this company that God is raising up, you will pass this way. Praise the name of the Lord. A time will come when certain aspects of your life are going to be what now? Taken away. And you have to decide whether you're still what now? Making up your mind to do what? To go on. In doing that, you are proving that you are part of this company. This elect company that God will display. Don't you understand that at the end of the day, God is going to display you? Praise the name of the Lord to all of creation. These are the people. This is my handwork. This is the perfection of beauty. This is the joy of the whole earth. Praise the name of the Lord. But before this, you must come to the point that my own life, I'm ready to do what? To lay it down. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this was what Jesus came to demonstrate. Praise the name of the Lord. He came to demonstrate a life. You know, Hillel said, I will ascend. I will ascend. I will. 5 times.
Yeah.
Jesus said, not my will. I did not come to do my will. 5 times. Praise the name of the Lord. We have 2 groups. Now, when the Lord came, he came into Jerusalem on the 10th day of the month of Abib. You know, the Bible said that the Passover lamb is brought on the 10th day, isn't it? That 10th day was the day he came into Jerusalem triumphantly. And he came for inspection. He went to Pilate, Annas, and Caiaphas. He went to Herod. Praise the name of the Lord. He was being inspected. And brethren, when they finished, they said, I find no fault in
this man. He was qualified to be offered. Praise the name of the Lord. He was qualified. Now I want to tell you that you are passing through, and you will still pass through this inspection. You know, there are rules to this inspection anyway. You know, when Peter was to be inspected, the devil had to take permission. Did you notice that? He said, Peter, Satan has applied for permission to do what now? To sift you, to inspect you. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't be afraid. I have prayed for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, part of the ministry of Jesus as our great high priest is to make intercession for us. In the day of our testing, we shall stand. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, you see, when you are going through inspection, the Lord doesn't tell you. That's the life you are living. Now, sometimes somebody offends you. Praise the name of the Lord. Somebody does something bad to you. You are actually being inspected. Brethren, are we together? Why I'm trying to say this is, if you understand this, it changes your life. You have no personal issues anymore. You suddenly realize that I'm an offering that is being prepared. I don't get distracted by personal issues.
Amen.
You must make sure that you represent God.
Amen.
Many of us represent ourselves. We follow, we have personal issues with everybody because we are still living our own lives. We have not realized that you are being prepared to be what now? An offering. When you are inspected, you know, when Jesus was concluding, he told his disciples, say that the prince of this world cometh.
Yeah.
What is he coming to do? To search me. For he findeth what now? Nothing in me. You need to make sure that nothing will be found in you. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, we were talking the other time about the story of Laban and Jacob. I'm also going to use that as an illustration and trust God that we can move forward. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, these are the fundamental things that have to do with your life. Now, Rachel was the wife of Jacob. She was the wife of Jacob. And Jacob was her husband. And a time came when the Lord spoke to Jacob and said, it's time to return to your home. Now, I want to tell you, brethren, we are at that point in time. Jacob had dwelt in this strange land for a while. He had prospered there. I could call it, this is the Pentecostal life. He had learned how to do certain things. Praise the name of the Lord. And he prospered. He had done very well. He had married. He had children. But of course, it's also interesting that Jacob had 11 children. Israel had 12 children. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know if you understand. Israel actually had one son. Only one. Jacob had 11. Benjamin was the only child of Israel. He was the only son that he begat after he had a change of what now? Of nature. Praise the name of the Lord. And I pray that God will help us to understand that we are in that time when we must begin to return to our inheritance. Now, when Jacob was leaving, he called his family and said, let's go. Rachel was the beloved. She had lived with Jacob. But she had heard about the God of Jacob. Like most of us have been hearing the word, the kingdom word. But she had never known the God of Jacob. Praise the name of the Lord. Rachel had been hearing. Jacob could not spend a day without talking about the God of his father Isaac and his father Abraham. But Rachel had not allowed this word to work within her life. So when she was leaving, she took her father's word now, God. She carried baggage. Praise the name of the Lord, brethren. Why did she do that? First of all, it was for protection.
Praise the name of the Lord. This was a long journey. It was a difficult journey. It was a dangerous journey. And all her life, she had known that her parents relied on these gods for what now? For protection. And she had not developed enough confidence in the God of Jacob, her husband. So she took that baggage and she went with it. Praise the name of the Lord. Now Laban comes back. You know who Laban is? Praise the name of the Lord. Who our father was on the other side. He comes back and oh my God, he goes for Jacob and Rachel. You know, the Bible says when you take an accursed thing into your house, you become accursed like it. Now, one of this is one of the very saddest stories in the scriptures. Jacob, Laban pursued and caught up with them somewhere. And he said, why have you taken my gods? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Why have you taken my gods? Jacob made a statement. And brethren, I want to tell you something. You see, the Lord protects you when you stay within his word now, his boundaries. Are we together? Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord defends you. You must stay within what now? His boundaries. These are covenant laws. You remember the spies told Rahab, anybody within this house, do you understand that? Comes under what? Our protection. Nothing touches him. Anybody outside this place is on his own. Praise the name of the Lord. Now I believe that the ministry that God has been bringing to us has been to bring us within a particular boundary. Praise the name of the Lord. If you stay there, it does not matter if there's a bomb going off here. Are we together, brethren? I tell you, it doesn't matter if there's a nuclear bomb falling in this town. It's not your business. Amen. Are we together, brethren? That's how God intends to protect us. God wants you to live a normal life. Praise the name of the Lord. 1,000 falling at your right hand, 10,000 at what now? Your left hand. He said, it will not come near you.
Amen.
So whatever ISIS is doing, whatever Boko Haram is doing, and whatever any other group is doing, brethren, our own is to focus on the Lord.
Yes.
Do you understand the point, brethren? When you read the news, just look at it and do you understand the point? Discern the times and what now? The seasons. And know what you ought to do. What manner of men you ought to be at what now? This time. Your protection is not yours. It is who? It is the Lord's. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, but we need to drop our baggages. There are things that you need to let go because they will expose you. So you see that Jacob stood. He made a statement. And he said, search my house. And brethren, it's part of the deal. There are certain rules of engagement that were set before we came into the picture. One of them is that the devil will be allowed to do what now? To test you. To sift you. To prove you. Praise the name of the Lord. And the truth is that it's a funny thing. Because those who pass the test will be the ones to judge him. Brethren, are we together? Those who pass the test will be the ones to judge him. So Jacob said, I don't have anything that belongs to you. But I give you permission, search my house. We are his house. Praise the name of the Lord. Jacob spoke very confidently. And he said, anybody you find carrying your stuff, let him do what? Die. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's very serious, brethren. But it's very serious. And we need to take heed to that. Anybody with whom you find my stuff, your stuff, let him do what? Let him die. So Laban begins to search the house. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that was not all. Where the search was going on, Laban said, Jacob said, Laban, bring your kinsmen, let them stay on this side. I will bring my kinsmen, let them stay on this side. Let them be what now? Watching what's going on. You know, the Bible says, as we run this race, we are surrounded by such a great cloud of what now? Of witnesses.
Now that's the good side. There is also the bad side. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, brethren, because you must run this race according to what now? The rules. You must run it lawfully. So Laban keeps his men on this side, and Jacob keeps his men on this side. They are inspecting, they are watching over the searching. And they go from house to house, from tent to tent, looking for anything that belongs to Laban. Now, physically, they found nothing. But it cost Jacob, it cost Rachel dearly. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when Jesus had lived this life, but then until you begin to realize that every aspect of your life is simply God packaging you to present you for inspection. Now, Jesus, after he was inspected, was pronounced fit to be offered as a lamb for what now? Sacrifice. Now, when he was slain, you know what happened? You know, when he rose up, Mary came. I wanted to touch him. He said, hold it. Praise the name of the Lord. I've not presented the proof. To who? To the Father. Now, you guess what happened in heaven? When he took the blood up, the Father said, go and call me my adversary. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Come and inspect. Is there any thing here that belongs to you? Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren?
Amen.
And he says, no. He said, look very carefully. He said, no. He said, okay. Write it down. Sign it. I see no spot in this blood. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, do you understand what that means? That any time you plead the blood, the devil has no answer to it. Are we together? He has no answer. He has an affidavit written by him. Do you understand that? He cannot deny it. The blood speaks for us, brethren.
Yes.
It speaks better things for us.
Yes.
There's no challenge. No answer. Because the devil certified it. So it is pure. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm telling you something, brethren. If we follow him that same way, we will come to a point when you rebuke the devil. He has no answer.
Yes.
It's not a question of Goliath standing up to say, I defy the armies of the living God. Oh, hallelujah, brethren. Amen. Are we together? There is a church that will bind the devil.
Yes. Amen.
But before they can do that, they must be inspected.
Yes. Amen.
Now, I don't know. These things, you know, for the regular Christians, it's a little difficult to understand. You see, we are dealing with a situation where, as regular Christians, we have been given power over serpents and what now? Scorpions. Praise the name of the Lord. And now, these are earthbound creatures. But when you are dealing with fallen angels, it's a different kettle of fish. A lot of Christians have suffered tragedy because they touch certain things without the proper covering. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know. I pray. You know, God wants us to cross a particular threshold. For long, we have done church. But God wants to bring us into a place where he will begin to take us. He said he took Ezekiel by the locks of what now? His hair. And began to bring him into certain dimensions in the heavens. And brethren, this is where God wants to bring us to. Now, how would you feel? You come to church, praise the name of the Lord, and there's nobody leading songs. Praise the name of the Lord. But everybody's singing a song from the heavens. Now, I'm trying to get you to put your mind where God wants to bring us to. Praise the name of the Lord. And somebody comes here, he's wondering, what is going on? And the person is waiting for somebody to stand here and to bring the word. And everybody is listening to a message. Where? In the heavens. Oh, you think that people are going to be preaching like this forever? No, sir.
Hallelujah. Now, the ministry of teachers, apostles, prophets are all temporary arrangements. And they are there because of the limitations in you and me to do what now? To hear God. Do you understand that? Praise the name of the Lord. That's the truth of the matter. Now, men want to make it permanent, but it's not permanent. It's a passing phase. John said, I must be what? Decreasing. When the church begins to grow, you will be having to look to Brother P. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is here. Just like the other elders. Because the people of God are still what?
Yeah.
Babes. Yeah. The whole thing is that we are to be joined to the head.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, church, the way we know it, will change.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says they shall be taught of the Lord. It's not too far away, brethren. It's now. Praise the name of the Lord. This is where the Lord is calling us unto. Begin to prepare your mind to hear God. Begin to prepare your mind to see God. The things you saw, Daniel, the heavens were open to him. Praise the name of the Lord. Daniel was in the midst of others. The heavens were opened. Just like Ezekiel. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together?
Yes.
The heavens are going to open, brethren.
Amen.
The veil is going to be taken away.
Amen.
You know, one of the things that happened to man, sometimes this is a difficult message to preach, but I pray that we'll get it. When man sinned, God put certain veils, certain barriers. Part of the veil and barrier is the barrier of time and what now? And space. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, the church is actually one church. But we are separated by time and what? And space. So what if God were to take away time? Hallelujah. You will realize that you could have fellowship with Peter and with who? Paul. And then you could have fellowship with the brethren in Nigeria. Because we are all caught up to the same head. Praise the name of the Lord. You have to begin to change your thinking. I have to begin to change. Because God is about to do something that is going to shock you. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. You know, when Joseph and his brethren were there, Joseph was there watching them. But they saw him, they couldn't see him. Hallelujah. Brethren, are we together? They saw him, but they couldn't see him. And why was he not revealing himself to them? He was putting them to the test. What was he testing them about? Love. Love. Now, when Jesus' brethren sold him, they hated him. There were certain capacities working within them. Brethren, many of us have certain capacity to hate. It's deadly. To be a grudge. Deadly. To be bitter. Deadly. And that was what made them to reject Joseph the first time. And sold him into slavery. You know, somehow God prepared Joseph. And then they came, they saw Joseph, but they didn't know it was Joseph. But he sat them, every man according to their birthright. And they were surprised. They were talking with him. They did not know who they were what now talking to. You know, as we interact amongst ourselves, we don't know who we're interacting with. Because we know ourselves right now, after what now? The flesh. But Joseph was asking them questions. Each of those questions was designed to find out something about their personality. You know, when they came, Joseph did not see Benjamin. Praise the name of the Lord. Guess what was the first thought in his heart? They have done to Benjamin what they did to me. So he told them a statement which we are going to look at as we go on. He told them, you are spies. And we are going to find out who a spy is. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. A spy. He said, you are spies. I said, you said you are 12. One is late. I can only see 10 here. What about that one? I say, oh, he is with the Father. Praise the name of the Lord. He is with the Father. And Joseph said, you will not see my face. Amen. He said, you will not see my face until you bring who? Benjamin. Praise the name of the Lord. And so they had to go. Now, it was at this point that Judah, you know, excelled. Judah didn't fight any battle. He didn't fight any battle. He was not a mighty warrior. All that Judah did was to lay down his life for his brethren. That was all he did. Judah said to Jacob, here are my sons. Take them. If I don't bring Benjamin back to you. Praise the name of the Lord. If I do not bring Benjamin back to you, take them. Now when they got there, Joseph put them to the test. And he took his cup and put in Benjamin's sack. Are we together? Now when they saw the sack, the cup in Benjamin's sack, under normal circumstances, as natural human beings from different parents or mothers, they would have said, well, sorry, that's your lot. You go to carry what comes out of it. Judah said no. He said to Joseph, my father will die if this son does not come back. You know, sometimes when we deal with ourselves, we don't remember the father. Praise the name of the Lord. We don't remember the father. He said, my father will die. I cannot face my father if my brother is not with me. Praise the name of the Lord. I can't go back to my father if my brother is not with me. You know, when Joseph saw that these brethren were actually one, you know, when they came, they said, we are sons of one father. He said, I'm going to prove it. I'm going to put you to the test. I'm going to put your brother in a situation and I'm going to see what you will do. I'm going to see whether you will laugh at him. Praise the name of the Lord. When Joseph saw that this man actually had love one for another, you know what he did? He sent everybody that had no business with them out. It was only Joseph and his brethren. He revealed himself to them. Now, imagine the shock on their faces. You know, I'm starting to look at the process of recognition. They were seeing a king of Egypt. And all of a sudden, they see his face changing. And all of a sudden, they see Joseph, their brother. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. As I'm looking at you, you will begin to change until I see Christ.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. They had been with him all the while. Did you understand that when they were speaking in Hebrew, Joseph understood their language? They did not know he understood because he spoke to them through what now? An interpreter. The ministry is actually an interpreter.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Oh yeah. But he understood what they were saying. Sometimes they would talk and he would go out and weep. He would cry, wash his face and come back to them. Brethren, the church is about to enter another threshold.
Hallelujah.
And God wants to prepare us for this threshold. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this threshold, God wants to bring us through it by the principle of sacrifice. There are people. God wants to make a covenant with you. Praise the name of the Lord. But now we're together. God says, I gather my saints, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. What is he talking about? Now, what is a sacrifice? You know, I had cause to be looking through a book I bought in Israel on the temple. Now, it was written by a Jewish rabbi, very learned, like the one Brother Dave, you know, spoke with. Praise the name of the Lord. And you'll be so surprised how knowledgeable those Jewish rabbis are.
Oh, yeah.
You will be shocked. You know, I've had cause to look at some of their materials, and you'll be shocked at how knowledgeable they are. Now, this one was writing on the word sacrifice. You know, normally, the English language actually puts a lot of limitation on the Hebrew and the Greek. Praise the name of the Lord. There are certain words in the Hebrew and the Greek that the English language cannot fully express. Now, one of them is the word sacrifice. You would think about sacrifice in terms of, you know, maybe you give up something. Do you understand that? It's a tick. But actually, for the Hebrew word, it means to actually to draw near, to be joined to something. Praise the name of the Lord. In bringing an offering, that offering brings me near to the object of the sacrifice and joins me inside what now? A fellowship, a covenant, and what now? A communion with the object that I'm offering to. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? Now, in sacrifice, you give up something to take up, do you understand, another. God is looking at us to make certain choices. Now, this world where we live in is full of images and idols. Praise the name of the Lord. There are things that the heart has attached so much importance to. Praise the name of the Lord. Things that are so valuable that our life begins to do what now? Revolve around them. And those are the things that hinder us. You know, God designed you in such a way that you cannot serve two masters at what now? The same time. You can't love two things at the same time. That's why it says, you shall love the Lord your God with what now? All your heart. Praise the name of the Lord. And I tell you, when God begins to invite you for sacrifice, people come to a point and some cannot go further. Now, it is there that the servants and the sons are what now? Separated. You know, God called a man named Abraham. Praise the name of the Lord. And said, give me your son. Your only son. Now, God was not interested in Isaac. But you see, like I said earlier, God has presented Abraham as one of his champions. And Abraham's commitment, devotion, was going to be put to the test. God said, these people value me above what now? Anything. That was the issue. And so God put him to the test. And Abraham, Isaac, and the servants left on a journey. Now, at the beginning part of this journey, my brethren, Isaac, for him, it was a picnic. The servants were carrying the burdens. Are we together, brethren? The servants were carrying the load. The servants were carrying the wood. Isaac was just strolling. He had time to stop and smell the flowers. Praise the name of the Lord. Enjoy the scenery. It was really a very pleasant journey. But the Bible says they came to a point. Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And he said, servants, your journey does what? Stops here. Now, why I'm saying this, brethren, is important that you understand that there is a place where certain categories of people cannot go beyond because they will not be able to make the sacrifice required. So the servants stopped there. They could not go further. Praise the name of the Lord. And Abraham now had to transfer the wood and put it on who? On Isaac. That was the first time Isaac felt the weight of his humanity. The weight of his carnality. Praise the name of the Lord. He began to feel the weight. And all of a sudden, everything seemed to change. It was no longer a picnic. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, the word of the Lord to him. You know, the time when God begins to speak about your fleshliness, initially it looks like a story. But a time comes in your life when you really begin to feel it. Because the servants have been separated from the son. He said, I and the land will continue this journey. And then we'll finish the sacrifice and we will come back to you. But then it was at this point in time that Isaac began to ask questions, some pertinent questions. You know, for the first time, he began to give thought to this journey. Many of us need to give thought to this journey. Many of us, we are doing church. We come to church, the elders, you know, run the show for us, and we are simply happy to be passengers. It is the thing has not dawned upon us. But then God is saying that the journey has changed.
Yes,
praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Let me tell you what it means. The more the Spirit of God begins to take over, the more the servants do what now? They begin to give way. The servants begin to give way. It is the sons that will proceed from there. The journey is not yet over. But all of a sudden, he said, Father, I can see the wood. I can see the fire. I don't know at what point in time it began to occur to Isaac that he was the sacrifice. But then it must come to you that you are the sacrifice. Now, Isaac had a decision to make. He could run away. Hallelujah. He could stop the journey and say, look, I'm not interested in this journey anymore. He had a decision to make. And brethren, you and I have a decision to make at this point in time. Now, why are we saying these things? This whole thing is about to change. God is going to be made to make certain demands of you. Abraham had one son. You know, when God told him, he said, take Isaac, your only son, whom thou lovest. Don't you understand? There was Ishmael. But as far as God was concerned, Ishmael was not his son. And you see, the point we're going to look at, the aspect that separates Ishmael from who now? Isaac. There are certain aspects of our lives whereby it's been a combination of God and who? And man. But God is bringing us to an end of that. Praise the name of the Lord. Isaac now had to decide, what am I going to do? It looks as if I am the sacrifice. It looks as if it's me that is going down. Praise the name of the Lord. What do I do? He had to decide to do what? To become obedient unto what now? Unto death. It was a choice he made. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, God is saying that we are coming to the threshold of choices. Choices. The people of God, we have lived up to a point offering to God the things we feel we can spare. Praise the name of the Lord. We have given out of our convenience. We have not yet learned the reality of sacrificial giving. You know, the law of the altar of sacrifice, it's the heart that gives value to the sacrifice. It's not the amount. Praise the name of the Lord. Prayer, are we together? It is the measure of love I have for God that gives value to the offering that I bring to Him. You know, Scripture says, if there is a willing heart, the gift is not reckoned according to what you do not have, but according to what you have. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when the offerings come, oh, I'm the one preaching here. It looks as if I'm bringing a greater offering. Not so. Praise the name of the Lord. It is the measure of love that a heart has for God that gives value to the offering. And it is the altar that sanctifies the gift.
Yes.
If I have an ought with my brother, my sister, I do not come here to bring an offering. Because what happens? The altar also defies what now? The gift. Praise the name of the Lord. And I'll tell you something else, brethren. Every sacrifice that you make brings you into fellowship with the Spirit behind the sacrifice. I was asking the Lord the other day. He said, things sacrificed unto what now? Idols. Now I was wondering what that means. And I found out that, you know, I was trying to share something. I saw something on the internet
on YouTube the other day. Somebody sent it. You know, in Indonesia, the women in Indonesia make an offering of their hair. Praise the name of the Lord. The Hindus, they go. They have very long hair. And they go to the temple. They make a vow. And they cut off the whole entirety of the hair. And they make it as an offering to the God. Praise the name of the Lord. Now this hair is, of course, they sell it. Package it. They make money out of it. Praise the name of the Lord. And it comes down to wherever, here, Africa, and all over the place. Now, for them, that hair is, they have dedicated it. Now, but when we talk about dedication, things dedicated to idols here, we're talking about things that we have invested our emotions in. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, right now, it's World Cup period. Right. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, some people will not come to church because it's World Cup. Right? Right? Nobody's answering me.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, you know, I was watching at that time a church. They were playing Super Bowl. And they had to bring a giant screen in church. So that people will watch Super Bowl in church. The pastor said, if you don't bring it, they will stay at home. So what's the difference between being in church and watching Super Bowl and staying at home and watching a Super Bowl? The heart is what dedicates things. Praise the name of the Lord. Some of us have things that in our hearts we have made so important, so valuable, so indispensable, that these things have become idols. And Paul said, he said, I will not be brought under what now? The power of anything. Many of us are under the power of things. And I believe, brethren, that God has settled down to begin the process of circumcision. Circumcision is actually cutting off a thing from the power of the word now, the spirit behind it. That's why Paul will say, an idol is nothing. I mean, because this book is just a book. Praise the name of the Lord. But if I begin to love this book, men are bound by certain addictions. Praise the name of the Lord. There are powers behind it. Because you have given your heart, you have surrendered it to those things. God is raising a people, praise the name of the Lord, who will come to a place of circumcision. Now, one of the cardinal requirements of this covenant is the principle of circumcision. Genesis chapter 17. The Lord called Abraham. Abraham was 99 years. It was time for Abraham to bring forth what now? A son. But Abraham cannot bring a son in his uncircumcision. Then are we together? In his uncircumcision. Because that son will not be acceptable to God. Abraham was 99 years. God said, you must be circumcised. Ishmael was born in his uncircumcision. Then God is calling a people for circumcision. I'm not going to talk to you about circumcision because I know you understand it very well. But there are things in our lives that God wants to begin to disconnect us from. Now, one of them is our comfort zone. There were certain individuals. I was reading Psalm 79, and the psalmist made a statement. He said, oh God, that the hidden have come into your inheritance. And he said that the dead bodies of your saints, they have given to the birds of the air. And the flesh of your people, they have given to the beasts of the field. And I was thinking about that. Praise the name of the Lord. I was thinking about that. They have taken your dead bodies, they have given to the beasts. They have taken your flesh, they have given to the birds of the air. Now, what has that to do with us? What has that to do with us? What has that to do with our daily life? You know, in Genesis chapter 1, when God created man, one of the mandates he gave to man, he said to him, have dominion over the birds of the air. Have dominion
over the beasts of the field. Have dominion over the creeping things. And have dominion over the fishes of the sea. I used to ask myself a question. It meant that man was to be a hunter. Praise the name of the Lord. Now that's what I thought. Until the Lord began to open that up to me. Now the first thing that I've been talking about sacrifice. You as a person, you are created for sacrifice. Now as you live your life, your whole being gives off some signals in the realms of the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible calls it savour. Aroma. Smell. Now I'll tell you something. Spirits smell it. All of us here, we give forth signals in the realm of the spirit. And there are two basic signals that man gives. One signal is to the principles of darkness. He says, come, thou birds of the air. Come and eat flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when we walk in certain dimensions of earthiness and carnality, pride, all the works of the flesh, my whole being becomes a transmitter. I transmit images, signals into the heavens, and I'm inviting foul birds to come and feast on me. Praise the name of the Lord. A certain lifestyle attracts a particular environment and atmosphere. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when I begin to also present my body as a living sacrifice, my body and my faculties, and I am saying to the Lord, return unto thy rest, thou and the ark of your covenant. I have prepared for you a settled place to dwell. The Bible says that Noah offered an offering. I read that, you know, and the Bible says that God smelt a sweet savour. Now the Hebrew calls that a savour of rest and satisfaction. Praise the name of the Lord. God smelt a savour of rest and satisfaction. My life began to exude. His life began to exude an aroma that God smelt, and God became what now? Satisfied. God entered into rest. Then one of the things God is telling us is that there were certain things yesterday that satisfied God. There was a level of life that we brought forth. God managed it. The Bible called them the times of what now? Of ignorance. God ignored certain things. God overlooked certain things. But he says now, I will not overlook them. Praise the name of the Lord, brethren. I won't overlook them. They in part satisfied me yesterday, but now only the complete, the total, the perfect will satisfy me. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And brethren, I want to tell you, you have the capacity to bring an offering. Praise the Lord. That's why the Holy Spirit was given to you. Amen. 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 The Spirit of God was given to you, not just so that you could speak in tongues, but so that you could bring God, what now? An acceptable offering. He said that Jesus, who through the eternal Spirit, offered himself without what now? Spots unto God. You can bring that offering. Praise the name of the Lord, brethren. You can bring God a sweet smelling savour. You can live a life and it becomes a sweet aroma of rest and satisfaction. God sees you, he desires to come in and dwell. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray then, God is asking, what signal do you give off? What signal are you giving? He said to man, have dominion over the birds of the air. What are these birds of the air? Praise the name of the Lord. Pray, these are spirits, attitudes. You know, pride is a bird of the air. These are things that have to do with our mind. High-mindedness, conceit, loftiness, delusions, grandeur. Praise the name of the Lord. Imaginations. He said, do not be, you know, puffed up in your own conceit. You know, the Bible says that a man went out to sow seed, right? And foul birds of the air came and did what now? And took them. These are spirits that deceive. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? Yeah. And the Lord says, you must overcome them.
And you can overcome them. And you will overcome them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, have dominion over the beasts of the field. These are things that have to do with our emotions. You know, the Bible said that anger is like a wild beast. Things that have to do with jealousy, hatred. You understand? Envy. It's a devourer. The Bible said that the anger of the king is like the raging of a lion. You know, when Joseph's brethren hated him, you know what they told their father? They said a wild beast had what now? Had torn him. And truly, they were prophesying, but they didn't know. They were the wild beast that tore him. And the Lord says that an offering that is torn by wild beasts is not acceptable to me. When men do things out of envy, out of strife, out of contention, praise the name of the Lord, it's an offering that is not what now? Acceptable unto God. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, have dominion over the creeping things. Oh yeah. Have you ever seen a person whose ways are not straight? Praise the name of the Lord. They are crooked. You know, and whenever you see a crooked fellow, he also has a double tongue. You notice that? Praise the name of the Lord. They creep on their belly. You know, the Bible says, whatsoever creepeth on his belly is an abomination to you. Don't touch, don't eat it. Praise the name of the Lord. Creeping, certain men that crept in unawares. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We must overcome that nature. You know, double tongued people that tell lies. They're not straight in their talking. They're not straight in their ways. They're always double tongued. He says an elder must not be double tongued.
Oh yes, amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, brethren, these things are energies that we exude from our souls. The things we think about, the way we respond to things, the way we react. This is the offering. The offering is the soul. The passion you have. The thing that give you so much joy. And it says, have dominion over the fishes in the sea. These are things that have to do with sensuality, uncleanness, immorality. Praise the name of the Lord. But I'm just going to focus on these first two. The wild beasts of the air and the beasts of the field. There was a woman. Let me talk a little about her. Her name was Rizpa. 1 Samuel chapter 21. Praise the name of the Lord. Her name was Rizpa. Rizpa was a concubine of Saul. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and she had two sons. There was a time there was a famine in Israel. 3 years, no rain. So David had to inquire of the Lord, what is wrong? And the word of the Lord came, it is because of Saul and his bloody house. Saul killed the Gibeonites. Praise the name of the Lord. Now you know the story of the Gibeonites. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. How they entered into a covenant with Israel by subtlety. And so Israel could not destroy them. So they remained among the Israelites as hewers of wood and drawers of water. Praise the name of the Lord. But they couldn't touch them because of that covenant. Now Saul actually wanted to take their possessions. And he slew them. Praise the name of the Lord. So after a while, Saul was dead. There was a famine in Israel. So David said to the Gibeonites, what can we do for you to atone? And the Gibeonites said, we don't want water, we don't want money, we want nothing except give us 7 sons of that man who wanted to exterminate us. Praise the name of the Lord. And so 2 sons of Rizpa, 5 sons of Merab, who was raised by Michal, Saul's daughter. Merab was Michal's sister. She was the wife of Adriel. And so 7 sons were taken and they were hung. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 7 sons were taken, they were hung. This woman did something very, very, very peculiar. The Bible says that she went
to that wilderness where these men were hung. And she took a tent. And she pitched a tent on a rock. And she stayed there. Now, from the beginning of the barley harvest. Now, if you know that barley harvest is the harvest of Passover, right? Praise the name of the Lord. From the beginning of barley harvest, she kept watch over these bodies. And the Bible says she did not allow the wild beasts to touch those bodies by night. She did not allow the birds of the air to touch the bodies by what now? By day. She watched. Now, you would ask yourself, these seven bodies, what are they talking about? Now, I believe that this is an ancestral matter. This young man died for something that they did not do. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I think God was trying to speak something to us about our own lives today. You know, the Bible says the righteous man falleth what now? Seven times. Those seven bodies, seven dimensions of death that man has fallen into. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, this woman said, I am watching over my soul. Because that's what it's all about. Praise the name of the Lord. When the soul gives off energy, unclean spirits do what? They feed from it. The devil has a simple plan. What is this plan? To open up your soul to become his what now? His habitation. He says that Babylon has become a dwelling, a habitation of what now? Unclean spirits. Now that's the soul of man. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. As you walk around, the devil puts things around you to get your attention, to get your interest, to get your appetite. And the more you begin to give your affection to it, the more you begin to do what now? Open up your heart. Open up your soul. So that these things, these foul birds do what? They move in and they begin to devour. Praise the name of the Lord. We give our attention. You know, sometimes Christians watch certain movies that are detrimental to their lives.
Right.
Many of us are addicted to movies. And they can be one of the most damaging things in the life of Christians. You are giving your body to the beasts of the field. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, most, when you come into a place where there is a lot of violence, watch the movies the young people watch. Praise the name of the Lord. That's the primary source of violence. Suicide, watch the movies they watch. When you watch horror movies and these things translate into their lives. But then the church is called of God to become watchers. She set her tent on a rock. You know, we live in a comfort zone. This lady exposed herself to danger to watch over her soul. Praise the name of the Lord. She did not care. She did not care about her comfort. What she was primarily concerned was that these bodies must not be defiled. They must not be eaten up. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, this is where the Lord is calling us to. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, Saul put Israel in a terrible situation. And brethren, we know who Saul is. But God raises up a people who will stand. You know, Abraham came to a point of making a covenant with God. God called Abraham. He said, I'm going to make a deal with you. He said, I am your exceeding great reward. And Abraham said, what will you give me? I don't have a son. Praise the name of the Lord. God said, come, let's make a deal. Hallelujah. And they came to a point. He said, take these animals, cut them open. Put one side here, put the other part here. You know, in the Middle East, when they want to make a covenant, you take two, an animal, cut it into two, put one side here, put one side here. Now, both of you will pass through the pieces. The moment you do that, you have made a covenant. You cannot harm me, I cannot harm you. I cannot think evil about you. But you see, this covenant brought Abraham into a position where God could tell him certain things that he would not ordinarily have told him. Praise the name of the Lord. How much time do I have? 5 minutes. Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, are we still together? God wanted to bring Abraham to a place of understanding. But you see, there were certain things that God could not commit to Abraham. And I want to tell us, brethren, we are at a threshold. Now, this is the crux of this message. For a man to transit, each person must come into an agreement with God.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. We must come into a point where God said, I can trust you to commit these things to you. Now, I was disappointed. You know, Hillel, God invested so much in him. Are you aware of that? So much glory, so much authority, so much power. And he turned and betrayed God. And the whole principle is that God says, I will not commit this thing again to men. I must put them through a test. I must prove them. Praise the name of the Lord, brethren. So it's not just saying, oh, we are going to reign and rule with Christ. You will pass through a proving.
Amen.
You will pass through a what now? A testing. But you cannot take assurance. The Lord says, I have prayed for you.
Mm.
Praise the name of the Lord. That should give you confidence. I don't want to tell you that it's an easy way. It's actually impossible. Are we together, brethren? It's actually impossible. And sometimes until you see the utter impossibility of this thing, you will not fall down to God and say, Lord, without you I cannot do this.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Men have tried to reduce this thing to make it look as if, you know, no, it's just there, no problem, nothing. It's not like that. The cross, you know, that was what God wanted to show Abraham. The cross, he said that your seed is going to be strangers in a land.
Yes.
Do you understand that? And they're going to pass through some rough and difficult what now? Experiences. Now, the church, Pentecost, does not preach this. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, when Jesus was going to the cross, it wasn't funny. Because he had the power to save himself. He said, if I wanted, I could call 12 legions of angels.
Yes.
And you know, people laughed at him. When I was just looking through an experience, they said 7 things about him. He also said 7 things. They said, oh, he saved others. He couldn't save what now? Himself. They misunderstood him. They mocked him. They reproached him. Oh, but I love the last thing they said about him. That's the testimony that matters. He said, surely, this was the Son of God. Do you understand it? Now, after you consistently maintain steadfastly the profession of your faith, the story will change about you.
Yes, sir.
Praise the name of the Lord. They laughed, they mocked, and at the end of the day, somebody knelt down and said, surely. Brethren, if you get to the end of this matter, your testimony will change.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. That was the last statement. And do you know it was made by a Gentile? It was made by a Gentile, not even a Jew.
Wow.
Praise the name of the Lord. The world will see you. Hallelujah. They will change their statement about you. You need to stay and die.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's not easy to die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, maybe in America, if you try killing a chicken, a little fowl, hold the chicken and cut the distance, you'll be amazed at the strength in that chicken to kick. If you're not careful, you just drop it. Because it's struggling for its life. The natural man does not want to give up his life. Praise the name of the Lord. But God is going to have a people who will remain obedient unto death. Praise the name of the Lord. This is where we are. There was a man named Uriah. Uriah was in the fields with the ark. And he came to give a message to David. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Uriah was a very unique man. Praise the name of the Lord. Uriah was a very unique man. And you know the story. David said, go back to your house, to your wife. Uriah said something. He said, the ark is in the field. Hallelujah. My brethren are in the field. How can I be at rest when the ark has not found its resting what now? Place. Now, many are seeking a rest, a comfort zone in this world.
Mm.
We are seeking to, you know, acquire a level of security in this world. And we have not thought about a resting place for the ark. That was what David said. Solomon prayed a prayer when he dedicated the temple. He said, Lord, remember David and all that he has passed through. How David made a vow. Now, it is men who have made this vow that we are talking about. They have made a covenant with the Lord by what now? By sacrifice. They said, I will not give sleep to my eyes. I will not give slumber to what now? My eyelids. I will not be comfortable in this realm. I can't settle down until I find a place for the ark. God is looking for men who will not be comfortable. You know, Uriah could have gone home to his house. But there was something about him that was in bond with his brethren. He said, it's not fair on this man. Hallelujah. They were brethren, we were body. I cannot do this. You know, what Rizpah did provoked David. Do you understand that? David, when he heard of what Rizpah did, David went and brought back the bones of Saul. Hallelujah. David went to the root of the matter, and a process of restoration began to come, you know, arise. I believe that there are men, by virtue of their sacrifice, there will be restoration for humanity.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, brethren, I just want to trust God that, you know, God is provoking our hearts. God is stirring us up. God wants to move you and me out of our comfort zone. God's matter is not finished. Praise the name of the Lord. And God is saying, I need a people who will stand upon their watch. I need a people who will make a vow. I say, Lord, I cannot be at rest until you find rest. I cannot be at rest until the ark has found a resting place. Until I have prepared a place. My soul is supposed to be a resting place for the ark. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, brethren.
Amen.
That is the call of the Lord to us. And I want to tell us, brethren, that you have a capacity. You have an ability. You have an opportunity. I have the same. Praise the name of the Lord. To bring this offering. The time of servant is over. Many of us have been passengers. Praise the name of the Lord. We have been doing church. We come to church. We attend church. We go home. But now God wants to build a house. He wants men who will make a vow. Praise the name of the Lord. Who will commit themselves. And said, I will not give sleep to my eyes. I cannot be at rest. You know, there are things in this world that have taken our attention. It's time for you to search your life. Hallelujah. And fish out the things that are competing with the Lord. There are things that are battling with God to dwell here. You know, there was a man that came to Jesus and said, where is your house? Where do you dwell? That man was actually the house of the Lord. And the Lord looked at him and said, foxes have holes here. Birds of the air have nests in this tabernacle that belongs to me. But I, the owner of the tabernacle, I can't find space there. Praise the name of the Lord. The wild beasts must go. The foul birds must go. Praise the name of the Lord. So that the Lord can have a dwelling place. He can be at rest. They say, the Bible said that Paul prayed that Christ might be at home in your heart. I don't know if you'll be at home in your heart right now. Praise the name of the Lord. Because the Lord says, I will not share my tabernacle with graven, what now, images. Praise the name of the Lord. This leap we must make. We are the threshold. He said the uncircumcised and the unclean cannot cross this barrier. Praise the name of the Lord. God must circumcise. God must cleanse. But then so that we can make a transition and begin to touch things that God has reserved for us from the foundations of the world. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But then let's be encouraged. But let's propose also. Praise the name of the Lord. It's going to be costly. If you think you have made sacrifice, I want to tell you there is much more to come. Praise the name of the Lord. But through our God, we shall do valiantly. Praise the name of the Lord.
God bless you all. Oh, I'm carrying. Oh.
Which one is it? Is that the right one? Man, you got all. Thank you.
A lot of information. Gary, is this going to be available? How is that going to be accessed?
Same old, same old.
How will we get them?